If you want me to talk about my fetishes, ones that we have in common, the ones that you listed that we had in common, were pet play, collars, choking, rape, slave play, and BDSM. I have a lot of experience with all of those types of play. Just start at the beginning. So, pet play. Pet play, we've got, so I spend, all of my time, like, in a relationship where I'm the kitten. It's not always pet play, but he calls me kitten. Prior to that, I was in a long-term relationship with somebody who we also did pet play. Sometimes it involves walking me on leashes. leashes and little treats. Telling me to sleep on the floor. It's demeaning in a lot of ways, and it's degrading, and it's fucking hot as hell. I love pet play, but the literal sense of pet play is usually more along the lines of puppy play. Kitten pet play is a little bit harder because cats don't really listen to anybody. Cats kind of just do whatever the fuck they want to. So, I guess I'll move on because kittens don't listen. The next thing, collars. We have a lot of collars. We have a posture collar and a chain collar. If you don't know what a posture collar is, it's really tall and it conforms around your shoulders and around your chin, so you really have to sit straight up when you wear it. Ours is pink, and I have a black leather collar that I wear when we're playing, but I also wear a day collar. It's a little metal chain kind of thing we bought from an independent jeweler, and instead of the normal like lobster clasp that most necklaces have, it's a locking jump ring metal. I was collared on July 18th of this year, and obviously I've not taken it off for 2 months now. So 2 months of wearing this, and I never want to stop wearing it. I love it. I love knowing that I'm permanently, marked and owned. But when I get home, I wear my regular black leather collar. Choking. Choking, I absolutely fucking adore. Choking is amazing. When you have all the saliva flowing everywhere and you feel like you're gonna either puke or pass out. That's just from somebody shoving their cock down your throat, which is amazing. But also, on the other hand of choking, which is what you could be talking about, wrapping your head in a wrapping your hand around someone's neck and squeezing so hard. You start seeing stars, and you're choking and you're gasping for breath, and even if you're consenting to it, it's your brain starts to panic and everything gets blurry and you can't breathe and oh god, it's so fucking hot. I really need to be choked right now. I haven't been choked in a little bit. Rape. Rape is something that we love to play around with. We actually did rape play a little bit this morning. He woke up behind me. His cock was pressing into my ass. He was holding me in a nice way. And then suddenly he's grabbing my wrists. He's holding me there and he tells me I don't have any control over what's gonna happen. And he doesn't even fucking like try to get me comfortable. He grabs me and he holds me down and he sticks a condom on and he fucking just shoves it. And he shoves it inside me and I'm not even wet. And I'm struggling and yelling and screaming and trying to kick him off me. But he holds me down because he's a lot stronger than I am. He holds me down and his cock just pushing into me and I can't help but get wet in response. I can't. Because it's just so fucking hot to lose that control. I went off on a little tangent, I'm sorry. Slave play. I'm not a good slave. I'm a brat. I would like to be a better submissive, but I could never be a slave. I'm too independent. But I can play like I'm a slave. I have a lot of things that I can provide. Like taking off your shoes at the end of the day and kneeling at your feet and just cooking your meals and cleaning your house, but that's domestic servitude, which is slightly different. And beyond that, I mean, BDSM is my life. I live it all the time. Bondage and discipline. Bondage is not something we use very frequently because I'm usually a very willing submissive. Discipline. We have a wooden paddle hanging on the wall that's our punishment paddle. He uses it to correct my behavior when it's unacceptable. Dominance and submission. Dominance is not something I do, but it's something he does. Submission, I've talked about at great lengths. Sadism is masochism. I'm a huge masochist. I mean, the harder, the longer, the more bruised I am afterwards, the better. I get off on it. I can come to being caned and whipped and flogged and tortured and it's all really fantastic. I, at the core of all of this, you know, the entire the entire list of things, the core of all of it is why I enjoy it, is because I am such a dominant, controlling person in my real life. I'm not meek. I'm not anything that could be misconstrued as submissive in my everyday life. And it's fucking phenomenal to just shut off and to shut down and to let the adrenaline carry me to places that I still marvel at to this day. You know, 10 years into the lifestyle. So, with that, I guess I'm gonna end my rambles, but I hope you enjoyed me talking about all of this with you.